We're kicking off a series of reports on Garden City, Idaho. We're calling the series Growing Garden City because much of our reporting looks at growth and how it's changing the town of 11,000 people. But to understand where Garden City is headed, we also need to understand how it got to be the place we know today. So Samantha Wright starts our series with this history lesson.
The early history of Garden City is hard to come by. We do know the land caught the eye of the U.S. Army in 1863. Idaho historian Susan Stacy says that's when soldiers came to the Treasure Valley to build Fort Boise. With the army came hungry horses.
There was this big island in the Boise River, and it was called Government Island because the army assigned that land to growing hay for the horses that the army had with it.
The river's path was different then, and Government Island included much of the land that makes up Garden City today. Over time, the Army had less use for horses, and in 1884, started selling off the island. During this time, a man named Tom Davis came to the Boise Basin to mine gold. Stacy says he soon branched out into farming and cattle. Like the Army, he also needed hay. Davis turned to Government Island.
So he started assembling that land. He started buying parcel by parcel by parcel. And by 1890, he had assembled about 650 acres, which is the majority of what we now know as Garden City.
Davis set up the Government Island, or GI Ranch. Around the same time Davis came, so did many Chinese people. They too were drawn to the nearby gold mines, but some also turned to farming. Stacy says Davis didn't share the prejudice against the Chinese many white people had, and happily leased some of his ranch to Chinese gardeners.
That's where the reputation of the Chinese gardens in Garden City began.
Davis died in 1908, and his children took over the estate. Over time, the ranch was sold off, and the Chinese gardens began to disappear. The next big chapter in the city's history came in 1947, when the Idaho legislature passed a law allowing slot machines. Any city or village could get a license from the state to start gambling. Boise voted against slots, but Idaho historian Arthur Hart says some people saw opportunity in the area just west of Boise.
Some really smart guys decided, okay, we'll start our own town. And then you and me and Charlie are going to vote in local option, and we're going to go for gambling. So they did.
The village of Garden City was born in 1949.
Immediately, Garden City became a mecca for gamblers because they advertised anything to get people there.
The city thrived for 4 years. Soon there was a new park, a water system, a city hall, and a police force, all paid for by gambling. But Hart says the honeymoon ended in 1953 with a decision from the state Supreme Court.
Somebody noticed the Constitution and that the legislature had no power to go against the Constitution. At that time, gambling was still illegal.
The court's decision meant any building where gambling took place was declared a moral nuisance and had to close. Garden City would have to reinvent itself. The city responded by becoming more business-friendly. City leaders relaxed building codes, leading to a mishmash of homes and businesses. The city welcomed all types of business, even the less desirable ones. This included junkyards, slaughterhouses, nightclubs, even adult bookstores. It all led to Garden City earning the nickname Saturday Night Town.
Yeah, they thought we had a prostitute behind every bush. They called us, and I won't say this again, but they called us Garbage City.
Donna D.J. Kahn is the unofficial historian of Garden City. She moved there in 1956, worked for the local newspaper, and got into politics. Her family was originally attracted by the cheap land. Kahn's daughter, Patricia, grew up in Garden City in the 1960s. Patricia says back then, the city had a rough-and-ready reputation.
Nothing was regulated, and people liked that. Here you could come on down with your chickens and your horses and your pigs and whatever and set up. You could get a tar paper house going, and slowly Garden City got out of that.
The 1970s was the decade of mobile home parks. Houses from the 40s were torn down to make way for mobile homes. Families moved in and decided to stay. The city's priorities began to change. Patricia says, as a result, the city began to add more regulations.
Garden City grew up very slowly, and sometimes with a lot of kicking and cussing. But we grew up the way we wanted to, and it was because people got involved in their government.
By the 80s, Garden City began to spruce itself up. Over the last 25 years, the city has made an effort to develop new housing, especially along the Boise River. That particular chapter of Garden City's history has included an influx of some wealthy residents. And that's where we'll continue our Growing Garden City series at this time tomorrow. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.